Welcome to the Mike Hartman Show. Mike is a performance coach and former Stanley Cup champion with the New York Rangers. Topics on this show are focused around stories, mindset, and champions. Mike will also go into details about helping you with your pain points and struggles and finding motivational solutions on how to have the mindset of a champion. Now, here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Welcome back to another episode. So going forward now, I'm going to be putting together these little tips on how to help you become your personal and professional best. So no matter what you do in your life, we all have a story, right? I talked to one individual, it was a young athlete recently, and they said, well, I don't really have much of a story. And I said, of course you do. All of us have a story. So what I want you to do now is we're going to use this platform to create what I call as these mini courses. And why I want to do these mini courses is because I've been in the assessment coaching business, e-learning business for about 18 years now, going on 18 years. And what I found is when we had our courses, we only had about 10% of the people finish the course. Just because they ran out of time, they got bored. Some of us have ADD, some of us have adult ADD, some of us just don't wanna do it. We don't have time. So I'm gonna put together these little mini courses, and the first thing I'm gonna start with is your story. So it's important that you create your story. The reason is you have to know who you are, understand your story, and how can we get better as an athlete, as somebody within business, or no matter what we do in life, is understanding your story. What I did years ago is my daughter's a writer. She went to school at NYU, and she writes. And I asked her, I said, can you help me put my story together? Because my writing skills are average. So she's helped me create my story. And it's right on the website. If you went to hartman.academy, .com, that's where these little mini courses are going to be, you will see my story. And my story never started out like, just share a little bit about my story, because people always ask me, hey, can you tell me a little bit about your story? So I had a dream. The dream was to be an athlete. And so going back to the days in Detroit, I loved baseball. Loved hockey, just loved sports, played soccer, played flag football, wasn't very good at football, played basketball, I was horrendous. But I loved the baseball and hockey, and I just really wanted to be an athlete. That's something that I wanted to be. It wasn't until later that I realized if I didn't have good grades or did my studies, wasn't going to be able to play sports. So I didn't have a choice there. I really had to buckle down in my schoolwork, or my parents were going to take sports right from me. So just to tell you, just to go back just a little bit about my story, you know, people would, you know, I start off saying, you know, I was really short. I was small. I wasn't the fastest athlete at a very young age. We're talking very young. And everyone agreed that it was going to be very tough for me to be a professional athlete. I knew that. Everybody except for me, because I believed in myself, whether I was realistic or unrealistic at that time, it doesn't matter. I was very young. But because I would never give up, you know, I worked hard. I did everything I could. I said, I just want to be a professional athlete. And I didn't think about the money. It wasn't me chasing the dollar. Like, yeah, I want to make money in sports. I did it because I loved it. So my point to you is, especially within your life, don't chase the dollar. Don't chase the likes in Facebook or Instagram. Don't fake it till you make it. Be authentic. Be real within yourself. You know, I tell people, I grew up in a very modest blue-collar town called Oak Park. At a very young age, I just loved playing sports. Yeah, that's what I did. Fortunately for me, I came from an athletic family. So my family was really into sports. My father played baseball, played hockey, wasn't very good. I hope he doesn't hear this. I watched him play, and he never really strived as a hockey player, but he was a pretty good baseball player. My mother was a good athlete. She was fast. I wish I had some of her speed, but she was a softball player. And my brother played played Division II college hockey, and I think he's one of the all-time leading scorers, and he went to the finals at Eastern Michigan, and my sister was a good athlete. So we never really had meals together at home because we were all off running different directions playing sports. But I was very fortunate that the family loved, you know, sports, because it was a big part of who I am. So just going back, I'm not going to read my whole story because it's on the page. I would really like you to share your story. I want to learn about you. And once this is up on our website, on the Hartman.academy, it's going to be in the e-learning section of the page. If you look at the top of the page, it will say athletes e-learning for business, or athletes e-learning for everyday athlete. I call everybody an athlete, by the way. We work with several people that play sports. They're athletic, and we work with the business athlete. And the business athlete is somebody that I still call an athlete. You work within business, but we use the same methodologies that we do in sports and business. So don't get confused by that. So it's going to be up on the site. Share your story with us, and how can we help you? We're there. It's free. We're not asking for anything. Our purpose and objective is to help you. And I love to learn more about you. Go to Hartman.academy, share your story. We're going to continuously do these little tips going forward, and looking forward to helping you, leading you. And don't be shy. Send us a message, a comment on the area. I want to know more about you and how we could help and lead you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Mike Hartman Show. If you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Mike Hartman Show.